Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 24,000 New York City workers will be forced to stay home Monday when Mayor de Blasio's COVID-19 vaccine mandate goes into effect, raising concerns about the impact on emergency response times in the five boroughs. One fire death over the weekend in New York City is being blamed on slow response times. As Democrat Congresswoman AOC announced the world will come to an end in 12 years if nothing is done to climate change, President Biden's ambitions to lead the world in slowing the planet's warming will be tested on two continents this week. COP26, or the 26th Conference of the Parties, climate talks in Glasgow, Scotland, is going on now through November 12th. Election Day 2021 is an off year across the United States, but it has mostly drawn attention to the competitive race for a Virginia governor. It should be noted several major cities, including New York, Boston, Atlanta, and Minneapolis, will elect mayors on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from Simply Safe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, Simply Safe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, Simply Safe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at simplysafe.com today.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
In less than a year, America went from energy independence to not being energy independent. Gas prices are a direct result.
Americans are paying more for everyday goods and services, leading some to fear an impending inflation crisis. One of the examples of increased prices is gasoline. But Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm assures on NBC's Meet the Press that prices won't stay high forever.
The Energy Information Agency has said that by projected, again, it's very volatile, but yep. They said that by the beginning of December, the prices should come down for at the pump to $3.05. We'll see if that actually happens, but they're the best objective data that we have.
Critics argue the Biden administration's policies on energy, such as shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline, are contributing to rising gas prices. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As you get this Monday going, thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As another massive wave of immigrants are in Mexico heading to the United States, the Biden administration's open border policy has offered no leadership for months from the person in charge, Vice President Kamala Harris. George P. Bush, the son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, is running for Attorney General in Texas and tells Newsmax the plan is to get more Democrat voters in country, or it's a great big snub to the state of Texas.
I would say that he's trying to build a loyal political base by trying to grant amnesty to upwards of 7 million undocumented immigrants, or just giving the middle finger to the state of Texas. But as you alluded to, the state of Texas is a can-do people. We're very resilient. I've got a new offer for the President of the United States. Maybe he should just give us the billion that he's going to pay illegals, and we will enforce federal immigration law for them. This administration has decided at every turn they're going to chip away at law and order, especially in border communities that time and time again are seeing wave after wave of caravans, and it's eating away at the public treasury of our state. And so my theory is that when more migrant caravans end up in blue states, suddenly the president's going to get some calls from his fellow Democrats to change their policies.
The Biden administration is mulling the idea of paying illegal immigrants $450,000 for each child separated at the border in 2018.
Here we are in our state of Texas with 1.8 million veterans who served our great country, but yet high rate of suicide, high rate of unemployment, but nothing for them.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Radio continues to be an effective way to reach people in areas that might not have heard the gospel before. But the Tide Ministry also uses other creative means to spread the good news. In Pakistan, where 98% of the residents are non-Christian, staff on the ground promote and upload the regular radio broadcasts through WhatsApp for distribution to listeners who have access to the internet. The Tide Ministry has also started a Middle East children's program, which uses attention-catching puppet shows to provide a creative forum to answer any questions and to break down barriers for children in the Middle East to come to Jesus as Savior. As unconventional as these methods might seem, our goal is to spread the love of Christ to all people around the world, no matter the avenue. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is creatively sharing the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide through media and partnerships, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, and great to have Dr. John Zemarek. We got him up early, he and the Beagle, and everybody's ready to go and talk about everything that probably bruised your brain over the weekend, to say the least. Hey, John, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for getting up early for us.
Thank you. We're done. I'm going back to sleep.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get you there lickety-split. But before we do, I definitely wanted to get your insight on several things, you know, particularly the meeting with the Pope and Joe Biden. Is this a bunch of crock or what?
Well, I think every time the Pope appears in public from now on, he should be greeted by a chant of, "Let's go, Francis." He deserves the Biden treatment because he has lowered himself and his office to the same level as Joe Biden. But we know Joe Biden is there because of electoral, chicanery and media censorship. But Francis is there because of a corrupt conspiracy among the most liberal pro-pedophile cardinals in the church. They did it a conspiracy. They called it the St. Gallen Mafia, a conspiracy to get Benedict out of the papacy and replace him with someone who would be on board with legal abortion, global government, leftist economics, basically someone would serve the trinity of Caesar, Mammon, and Sodom. And they found that with Francis. Francis is willing to rubber stamp Joe Biden's rabid advocacy of abortion and same-sex marriage and transgenderism. Biden says Francis told him that you're a good Catholic. Go on receiving Holy Communion. You know, unless he's lying, and I don't think he is, because Francis can call him out, it's like a high priest of Israel blessing pork to be served at the temple. It's a complete disgrace.
Yeah, John, as you lay this stuff out, for some Catholics, this is disturbing, and it's been disturbing for a while, because they just, they don't want to connect the dots, so to speak. It's like they can't handle the truth here. Just like a lot of people in this country cannot handle the truth of Joe Biden, which he reminded everybody here recently, well, I got 81 million votes. Really? No. Come on, please. A third of the
why
a third of the country.
Million?
Yeah,
why not say you got 800 million?
Yeah,
even more convincing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just seal the deal all the more. But, you know, it's just absurd, you know, this whole situation. And we have a growing number of, you know, I think the number is up to 60% now of the country saying they are convinced there were shenanigans in the 2020 election. But, you know, we don't want to believe the Pope has abandoned, you know, doctrinal positions to the level that he is. I mean, I'm surprised that there was nothing. There was just crickets coming out of the Vatican after Joe Biden made that statement. Because I got to tell you, in the circles that I travel amongst the Catholics, very disturbed by that statement and the no response from the Vatican.
Well, I think that this is the whole point of Francis's pontificate, mm-hmm. is to neuter the Church's opposition on abortion and make the Catholic Church utterly politically harmless, to basically castrate it like a spear, so that it will in no way interfere with the growth of globalism, mm-hmm. the growth of governments, the transformation of Western society, and, of course, our replacement by third world immigrants. So the whole plan is there. You see it happening in Europe, and Donald Trump and his supporters were one of the last few obstacles. So the Pope was willing to chip in and do whatever he possibly could to help get Donald Trump out of office. Mm-hmm. I love what Archbishop Vigano said. He said we should see Donald Trump as kind of a last barrier against mm-hmm. the forces of Antichrist that want to totally transform our society. And sure enough, once Trump was out of the way, you know, false laws, mm-hmm. look at the nightmare that swept us under Biden with the vaccine mandate. He wants to pay $500,000 to every illegal immigrant that was temporarily separated from their child as part of the sorting process. He's going to bankrupt American businesses and fire American workers if they don't take this abortion-tainted vaccine for the Chinese-originated virus that Biden pretended was the result of bat people eating bat soup, when in fact it was from a lab.
Well, you know, you bring up Donald Trump's name, and in some circles, boy, that's anathema. You know, as soon as you mention Donald Trump, you know, the brains turn off and everything. And it goes back to a commentary I wrote last year, and it said, who told you to hate Donald Trump? And, you know, because this is this spirit. And it's amazing. And I was just thinking about it this morning in my devotion time, you know, that here God delivers Israel out of slavery with Egypt. He demonstrates to them that he's their provision, that he takes care of them, and he gives them freedom, freedom that they just could not apprehend. They just couldn't get their brain around because of their own stubbornness. And, you know, and here it is, you know, not a whole lot has changed, because here for a short season, even in the midst of all the resistance and everything, America started to enjoy its freedoms again, its constitutional freedoms, and it couldn't handle it. Now, yeah. You know, to that point, you say, well, Bill, you got to understand, they cheated. Well, regardless of that, I mean, it's where is the rest of America that was happy with paying $2 for a gallon of gas, having their borders sealed up on the verge of, you know, four Arab nations sitting at the table with Israel to enact something that hadn't been done in the modern era? Oh, yeah, Middle East peace, right, which every American beauty, every international beauty queen always pled for, that they were going to, you know, promote peace in the Middle East. Well, you know, here we were. We're so close. But suddenly, you know, Joe Biden was the one. He was the one that was going to bring us to nirvana. What kind of nirvana are we realizing now?
Yeah, Bill, but you know what? No more mean tweets, so there's
yes.
that.
Right.
I mean, seriously, it was hard to live in America with a president who would occasionally offer mean tweets. Much better to have one that does drone strike and wipe out entire families, and that mm-hmm. writes off entire countries like Afghanistan to the Chinese.
Well, break down those mean tweets, John. How many were actually mean, and how many were just brutally honest?
That's right. Absolutely.
I mean, because, you know, it's like I was talking with Sean Spicer, you know, about a month ago. And I said, Sean, I got the title of your new book. And he said, what's that? And I said, Trump was right. Because all these things that they argued, said he was wrong on, it's like, oh, he's right. You know, the Russian collusion, oh, he's right. Sealing up the border, oh, he's right. Energy independence, oh, he's right. But yet all the resistance we had to deal with. More from Dr. Zemeric after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent. it. We are. Yes, we are. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Dr. John Zemerek, senior editor of thestream.org, is with us. John, the latest on COVID, now they want to put the jab in young kids. There's really, I mean, you look at the science and you go, where is the science on this that justifies that kids should be injected?
It's not a science. It's a new religion.
Yes.
And this is they're going for infant baptism now.
Mm-hmm.
The rite of initiation into the Church of Moloch is being moved to a younger age. I mean, the idea that they're going to force children who can't even get sick from this,
mm-hmm,
and are unlikely even to transmit it. If everyone knows, they didn't give children the flu shots. You know, they don't give 90-year-olds the chickenpox shot. This is all about getting everyone as part of the vaccine regime. And I think the spiritual backstory is we are on the verge of maybe overturning Roe v. Wade. We have a serious chance to protect unborn life in America. So, bam, the enemy has to get us addicted to vaccines that are made using unborn baby parts or tested on unborn baby parts in order to tie us all to the abortion regime, to the Church of Moloch.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that combined with the power hunger of Democrats who are perfectly happy to create a public health dictatorship in order to gain more control over the lives of citizens. They saw this Chinese virus as a crisis that was too good to waste, an opportunity to blow up small business, make a few billionaire companies like Amazon obscenely rich, take away individual freedom, take away states' rights, centralize all power in the hands of a few self-anointed experts, hacks and cronies like Anthony Fauci.
And look at all, again, the old axiom, follow the money. How much money is going into Dr. Fauci's pockets and these other so-called scientists, the god of the priests, I should say, of this modern god? How much money is going into their pockets because of all this?
And how are they spending it? We know now Fauci was spending it on useless experiments torturing beagles.
Yeah.
We know that he spent it on experiments humanizing mice, using the livers and kidneys of babies taken out of the womb whole, intact with their hearts beating, and then vivisected, cut open while alive with no anesthetic, to have their organs taken out. That's going on now at the University of Pittsburgh. Fauci funded it, and that's how they're making future vaccines. This is a satanic sacrifice of the firstborn to Satan, according to Archbishop Vigano, and I think he is right.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are in the midst of a profound spiritual warfare, and that we have to stand together with anyone who, for any reason at all, wants to refuse this vaccine, because right now this is the wedge. This is the pushing wedge of tyranny. And then we will take away all our freedoms, our rights over our own bodies, while claiming that they're pro-choice on abortion. You can choose whether or not to kill your child. You can't choose whether to take an experimental gene therapy that the FDA still can't get itself to approve because not enough scientists will go along with it because it can't be tested. It's being tested on the entire population.
Exactly. We're all lab rats. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. And John, the thing is that how much of a precursor and a warm-up to the sign of the beast is all this? I mean, you know, the same thing that we read about in the Bible. Hey, you want to have something to eat. You want to be able to have a job. You better have the mark of the beast. No mark of the beast, you can't. And look at here it is. It's the same pattern here. This is a preconditioning. If the American people, and especially the land of the free and home of the brave, would be so convinced as we're told, you know, St. Paul was exactly right. He said that even God's elect could be deceived. I mean, the spirit of deception that is running wild in our culture today is unbelievable, taking full advantage of this cancel culture, the sold out media, and our government leaders who themselves are leading, as you say, leading the path to this one world government and this new religion.
I feel like we are caught up in the herd of the gathering swine that are galloping into the sea to their own destruction.
Yeah.
And each is following the one before him because, oh, well, that's where the fashionable people are going. That's where all the people from my college class seem to think that's a good idea. The media think that's a good idea. Of course, anyone in the media who dissents is fired and deplatformed and censored and silenced. If these leftist ideas were so good, why would they have to enforce them through vicious censorship and the personal destruction of any of their critics? Like Naomi Wolf, who I was at Yale with her, she dissented on the vaccine mandate. She went from feminist hero to pariah overnight. Robert Kennedy Jr., same thing. As soon as someone steps one quarter of an inch out of line, the woke inquisition takes into place and tries to smear them as a racist or a Nazi. Look what the McAuliffe campaign did last week. They
Staged
a neo-Nazi rally and smeared the Youngkin campaign in Virginia, smeared them as neo-Nazis when it turned out they were Democrats in costume.
Yep. And John,
rational argument.
And the key reveal here is we the people. They saw it. It wasn't the media. The media ended up having to report on it because the people responded and they caught them in their act, right? Had that not been the case, like during the Trump campaign, where they were able to hide all that, including Hunter Biden's laptop and on, and get away with this, and President Biden's, you know, clear, you know, path on dementia that he was on. I mean, you know, they've been missing in action all along. But it took we the people to stand up and say, hey, this is what's going on. And, you know, and I only hope by the grace of God that Virginia is the lightning rod to give us a little bit more time, John. I don't know. I mean, clearly we're heading this way. We're heading in the way that the country is showing us in this one world government. There's no doubt that we're going that way. But will we get a reprieve? I've referred to it as a Nineveh moment. You know, when the prophet went to Nineveh, but it started with the kings. I mean, you know, the leaders themselves heard the word of God. They were fearful. They repented. And even it went down to the animals. And dare I say, even beagles. Probably beagles were wearing sackcloth during that period of time, too. Thank God, because we need to follow the beagles, because the beagles know what's going on, don't they?
Well, they certainly know what to think of Fauci and all his other Frankenstein doctors.
Exactly. So, but Virginia will be quite telling. We'll see. Some numbers are there, but as Youngkin said, it's not about numbers. It's about who gets out to vote. And as one said, it's not only the vote, it's who gets to count those votes, right?
Exactly. If you see Stacey Abrams show up with big, hefty green garbage bags full of ballots, you know that we're going to have another 2020 style stuff.
Well, there it is.
Pray about that.
Amen. Well, President Biden's overseas trip, did you see any benefit? Did we get anything out of it? Were there any takeaways? You know, whenever the president goes overseas, there's always deliverables and there's always something to come back. And he went in with bupkis, and it looks like he's coming out with bupkis.
Well, he came back with a get out of hell free card from the folks, so I guess that's something.
Oh, John, as you say, seriously, ladies and gentlemen, we do. We have to be on our knees, and we have to look to Almighty God, because God is the answer. It is not Joe Biden. It's not Kamala Harris. It's not any human being. I mean, we are dealing with a spiritual battle here that requires spiritual help and guidance and leadership. God Almighty is the one to bring us back home. Dr. John Zemerik, senior editor at Stream.org. Thank you, John. It's appreciated. Take care.
Thank you.
You got it, buddy. You too. Bye.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-787. Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate law. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 24,000 New York City workers will be forced to stay home Monday when Mayor de Blasio's COVID-19 vaccine mandate goes into effect, raising concerns about the impact on emergency response times in the five boroughs. One fire death over the weekend in New York City is being blamed on slow response times. As Democrat Congresswoman AOC announced the world will come to an end in 12 years if nothing is done to climate change, President Biden's ambitions to lead the world in slowing the planet's warming will be tested on two continents this week. COP26, or the 26th Conference of the Parties, climate talks in Glasgow, Scotland, is going on now through November 12th. Election Day 2021 is an off year across the United States, but it has mostly drawn attention to the competitive race for a Virginia governor. It should be noted several major cities, including New York, Boston, Atlanta, and Minneapolis, will elect mayors on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. What a game last night, huh? Did you stay up late? Well, it's tough for us on the East Coast. I mean, and it makes it tough, and it's such an exciting series here between these two teams that, you know, you kind of love it because, you know, in the face of this modern culture and how things are supposed to be, whether it has to do with, you know, as some are claiming that the Braves' name, the chop, and all this stuff is a problem, and of course, Donald Trump happens to be at the game, so then there, you know, was he invited? Did he get tickets? Whatever. I mean, this is like, you know, the controversy continues. But nonetheless, hey, that's off the field. On the field was exciting, and here we are. We're going to game number six, actually, because the Astros rally and beat the Braves in game five. And this is in spite of a grand salami in the opening of the game, the first inning of the game. Unbelievable. 9-5 to force game number six and a return trip to Houston. You know, I mentioned, I said, well, it would be interesting after the Braves were, lost the one game, remember when the All-Star game was taken away from them and they lost all that money here so far. They've had three games now and I'm sure more than made up for it. And I said, well, you know, they could have four if it goes to seven games. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But some great baseball here and a time for us to just enjoy a little bit of mindless reverie. Why not? Good to have you with us, as I say. And our next guest, get ready. Because you're going to need to think here just a little bit, because we're going to go deep. We're going to take a look at what is happening with the cultural change in our atmosphere. Our next guest refers to it as the knowledge age of the past two decades. He says that's passing as the digital revolution and artificial intelligence replace knowledge work. The professor emeritus at George Washington University, it's his study of social evolution, explains how this marks the passage to a new frontier beyond knowledge that is poorly understood. Dr. William Hillel joins us now. Bill, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be here.
Hey, I'm excited to hear the breakdown here because we've been talking about technocracy for, it seems, decades now. But it really, I mean, we're here and it has a stranglehold. And as you put it, the knowledge age that we relied on, you sense and are witnessing the baton being passed in to this new age of technocracy, are we not?
Yes, I think we're entering a new stage of social evolution, and the interesting thing about this is it offers a remedy to the doom and gloom that is everywhere. People think the world is coming to an end, but if you understand my thesis, we're entering an age of consciousness, and that, I think, offers a way to see where we are and where we're going, and there is optimism, I think, there.
Now, in this age of consciousness, are we talking a heightened level? Because some people might say, yeah, look, that's what we're all about. I mean, the Bill Gates of the world and World Economic Forum and that at its very foundation believes that the Earth as we know it today is unsustainable for the population that it has.
That's true. That's right. I think we're at a point of crisis for world civilization. That's exactly right.
Now, you believe that as well. So you believe that we have too many people for the planet, that somehow with the intelligence that we've had and demonstrated time and again, that we cannot feed these people. I mean, let's get all these despots out of the way and these barriers that have stopped the flow of food and resources to these poor countries. Could we do that?
Well, the main point of my book is that if we are entering an age of consciousness, and I think we are, then that means that we're likely to see a revolution in thought, because every stage of social evolution has been driven by a revolution in thought, the agrarian revolution, the industrial revolution, the digital revolution. So we're now operating beyond knowledge. I mean, all this madness that goes around. And so I think we're likely to see a mental, spiritual revolution fairly soon, I think, possibly this decade, because there's no hope for the planet, I don't think, unless we change the way we think. It's that simple.
Where is God Almighty in all this, Professor?
I don't know. There are signs of this happening, I think.
I don't disagree with you that this seems to be the trajectory we're on, but is this trajectory beyond knowledge, is this for good or for evil? Because no matter what we do, I mean, when you look back at whether we go from the agrarian age to the industrial age and that, there was beneficence in it. It wasn't a situation necessarily, at least in my perception. I could be naive, and you can charge me with that, and I'll be guilty as charged. But I look at it and say, okay, is God's hand on this overseeing his creation and leading the way here? That's my question.
Well, I think that's a really good point, because consciousness really is about human spirit, I would mm-hmm. call it that.
Yes, I agree.
I don't want to get into, you know, supernatural stuff, but human spirit is a very real thing. We all, as I think you've mentioned, suggested this yourself, it's a real thing. We live in our consciousness. You know, we're constantly thinking about, you know, our values and beliefs and what we want to do, what we don't want to do, and so forth. Mm-hmm. So consciousness is a real thing, and it's inherently spiritual. Yeah. And this viewpoint suggests that if we make it through this crisis, I think we will see a resurgence, that's not quite the right word, because we've never had it before, but a flowering of human spirituality. Mm-hmm. I, in that sense, I think God is in there somewhere.
Right. Well, what's the end game here? I mean, how will we know that we're there? And what do you see as the end game in beyond knowledge?
Well, I think, you know, I've been studying this kind of stuff for my academic career, over 40 years or so. And I think I'm fairly good at making these forecasts. I think we're heading towards a unified world of some kind. And that's going to take maybe 20 or 30 years. But the immediate thing is, I think we could look for a change in mental outlook sometime in the next decade or so. That is a real possibility. We're moving towards it.
Mm-hmm. When you say mental outlook, what do you mean?
Well, the present mindset, the belief that that seems to run the world now is that money, power, and self-interest dominate.
Mm-hmm.
That's the present mental model that is operating, I think. Mm-hmm. And we need a different mental model. I call it global consciousness. Mm-hmm. And we study this, and we identified a few principles that would comprise global consciousness. The first one is treat the earth as sacred.
Mm-hmm. So
that's
yes.
a great place to begin. Well, we all know that the environment is absolutely essential for our well-being, but we don't act that way, and so we have to have a different ethic about the way we treat the environment, and there are other principles like that. So that's where I think we're going, and I feel fairly confident this is likely to happen, but there's so much gloom around that people don't want to believe it.
I understand. There might be reticent only because that's what their focus is right now, is their pain. And when they've had enough pain, then maybe they'll be open for this. But I don't massively disagree with what you're saying, because I think ultimately that we are heading in there. But I would say that before we even get to the earth, I think let's treat one another as sacred.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Those are the principles that we've identified. And, you know, I don't know if we have these exactly right. We probably don't. But something like that is, I think, essential, or we're not going to have a civilization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I would agree with you in essence on that. Again, in celebrating and honoring each other, and starting there, and then the things that we share together, like the earth, the environment, and on and on. You know, again, these things aren't, you know, that high and lofty, you would think. You know, as I tell my kids, experience defines preference. And for all these years, Bill, that you and I have been living, we know that there has to be something better, that all this fussing and stubbornness that we're dealing with right now is not advancing anything. It's it's probably more than anything else, it's retarding us, unfortunately. And I'd like to shoot for a higher goal. Stay with us. We've got more from the professor after this.
Come on in. Couches are flying off the floor at Cheyenne's Furniture Store.
Sarah, can you go over to dining sets, please?
She needs more sales associates before shoppers take their seats elsewhere.
Can somebody get me a price check on Trundlebit?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings. It's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes time.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Book Beyond Knowledge Lies the Triumph of Human Spirit. The knowledge age of the past two decades is passing, he says today, as a digital revolution, artificial intelligence replaced knowledge work. Bill Hillel's study of social evolution explains how this marks the passage to a new frontier beyond knowledge that is poorly understood. He calls it an age of consciousness, and he says you don't have to wait for it. It's already here. And he's probably right. You know, to some degree. Bill, the president was overseas meeting with all these other leaders, except two of the big ones that should have been there, particularly China was not there, and neither was Russia, as you know. And one of the big hopes was, let's talk about the, you know, climate change and, you know, climate summit that was taking place here. And it just seems that they came away a bit empty. And there wasn't this passion for addressing, you know, climate change and what needed to be done. You got some pontificating from some of these leaders, but I'm not sure they were convincing many people. Were you convinced?
No, I think you're right. I think we're still toying with the problem. We're stalling, really. We're kind of muddling through, hoping that somehow we'll figure this out as we go along. But I don't think that's the case. I don't think you can muddle through anymore. I think we need decisive action. It's going to get worse, and as the pain increases, there will be more political pressure to act. So at some point...
Right. Well, that's the key motivator. As I said earlier, it's all about pain. If the pain gets bad enough, then we'll do something about it. And the pain, you know, when it comes to climate change, people aren't seeing, you know, they're not seeing it. I mean, look at the percentage of people here in America that just think this is, you know, what 70% are saying, well, this is kind of a non-starter. They don't, you know, yes, they see being, you know, good stewards of the environment, the planet and that, but to have this war on carbon and to attack, you know, fossil fuels, you know, and not have a real, you know, a real answer to say, okay, we're going to feather this in, and as we feather this out and feather this in, this is how it's going to. I mean, what they're proposing is something very drastic, and I think that's part of the problem, particularly here in America, because we've been spoiled in a sense. And that's only if you agree what's going on. But, you know, the question I have is that, you know, you have the former vice president putting out a video years ago, end up winning a, you know, Oscar or whatever, something award on it. And,
And it was like, wow, you know, after everything was all said and done, it was all about fear. There wasn't, you know, a lot of credence. And, you know, for me, I, you know, like kind of like what you suggested earlier, what we have to be careful is people who come in and prophesy or offer some, you know, forecast, and they're lousy at their job. They give you a poor model. Well, you know, but for some reason, in certain circles, people are allowed to keep, you know, speaking into the marketplace when what they've said before, you know, hasn't passed muster. And, you know, and I think that hurts the cause as well. So based on all your experience, help us understand, you know, as you say, The Guardian published, you know, their charges and said it's quite clear. Just give us three things, if you can, if that's reasonable, Professor, that says this, in fact, is what's happening. And this is what's happened in the last 5 to 10 years that we need to take note of that is endangering our planet.
Sure. The wildfires in California are beyond anything they've ever had before. They know that. People living in California know that things are different.
But don't they? But then they. But then they. Even when Donald Trump met with Governor Newsom, I mean, he confronted Newsom, said a lot of this has to do with poor forest management, and he kind of, you know, he kind of clamped down. He didn't really have a proper response to it. And I don't want to get into. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to refute everything, but I just want to balance, because this is, I'm in a sense, I'm giving you the counter, because I was born and raised in California. I saw, you know, what happened throughout my whole life. California is on a constant cycle of water shortage. You know, then they get fires, then they get floods. They pay out these horrendous insurance payments, you know, for all the damage that's done. And then they come back and do it all over again. This has been going on ever since I lived in California.
Well, it's not just California. It's really all over the world. Australia had unusually damaging fires I think about a year ago. Russia's had the same thing. Heat waves in Europe. We're seeing flooding in my city. I live in Washington, D.C. Alexandria has flooding now in the streets. I think we're going to see more coastal flooding. Diseases of various kinds are on the increase because of the hotter temperatures. And it's just everything. There's so much of it, it's hard to...
Well, let me ask you this in regarding diseases. Could some of the effect, of course, here in the United States, is our open border. We're letting people in from third world countries who are experiencing diseases that we've had years ago that we've defeated, and now they're resurging. Is the influx of aliens coming in, migrants coming into the country, is that a possibility?
Well, that could be, but the scientists say that it's the increase in heat that's causing the difference, that the slight increase in temperature causes various bacteria or microorganisms to be more effective. Fungus, all those things are more powerful with the slight increase in temperature. Species are migrating north because of the increase in temperature.
How much of an increase in temperature are we talking about?
Well, so far it's only been 1 or 2 degrees Fahrenheit, but that's huge in terms of a planet. And the danger, of course, is that the scientists think that if it gets another degree or two hotter, it'll be really bad. That'll be a tipping point.
What's the projection for that actually happening? Is it likely?
They're saying now there's almost no doubt. The IPCC. And, you know, let's go back to the climate or the green taxes. You know, the solution is right here if we just could adopt it. Because the idea now is that this wouldn't hurt the economy if you did it properly. If you took the money that was taxed and gave it back to the citizenry, so there would be no loss in economic growth. So it would be net. A neutral transaction. You just take the money that's raised from climate taxes, give it back to the citizens in terms of a carbon dividend or something, and you phase it in over a few years. So that would allow companies to adjust. They would start planning for it. It's a rational solution, but, you know, we're living at a period when rationality is not very prevalent.
Yeah.
All of the post-factual stuff, and that's caused by social media. The digital revolution has spawned this monster of social media that's fraught with emotion and controversy and disinformation. And it's really a sign of consciousness, because that is consciousness, not good consciousness.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We're operating beyond knowledge. That's the way I like to see it.
Yeah, well, social media's been a vehicle of expression of our human greed. I mean, the very heart of this is our hearts are, I don't want to go so far as say they're evil, but they're too self-interested. I mean, it's just like you say, you know, could you imagine? I mean, you're talking about, you know, kind of a common sense deal is let's do something that's net neutral. You know, give it back to the give it back to the taxpayer.
Yeah.
Do you think this government would do that? I mean, really, seriously. I mean, our government is operating in such a way that they talk about neutral. I mean, you have this narrative that's been going on regarding this $3.5 trillion tax and spend initiative that Democrats have been trying to get through. And Joe Biden and et al. Says it's not going to cost the taxpayers nothing. It's going to be zero. Well, if that's the case, why don't we go 10? Why don't we go 10 trillion, 20 trillion? You know, why stop there if it's not going to cost us anything? I mean, this is what happens. I mean, I congratulate you, Professor. I think we do have to get beyond knowledge, because sometimes I think that we think we're so smart. It's like my old mentor used to say, sometimes you can be so open-minded that your brains have fallen out. And I wonder. I really wonder if where we are right now is that, you know, we're like the king out there with no clothes, the highly uber intellectual whose mind is just empty. And you know, and I, like you, I'm just saying this is not the way to live. I mean, who wants to live in this era and just say, you know, wow, I rose to my level of mediocrity?
Right. Well, you know, as a matter of fact, the Biden administration has been forced to think about a carbon tax to cover the cost of these proposals. That they, you know, that's one of the things they've been seriously contemplating.
But you bring it to a circle. They don't. They just bring it to, okay, we're just gonna tax the people. But if you're looking, that's why I said, going back to what you said earlier, you said that we need to treat the earth as sacred. If we're treating each other as sacred, then we bring in policies and governance that honors the individual. And now you've got kind of a circle of hope here that is win-win for all concerned. But unfortunately, in this knowledgeable area that we're still stuck in, I think we're reticent to let that go, but thank God the forces are such that they're going to happen. It's inevitable. It has to happen. But meanwhile, we can, you know, some of us can look there and just say, oh, well, you know, they just don't get it, you know.
You know, another principle.
About 25 seconds left there, Professor. Go ahead real quick. I'll let you sum it up.
One good point you've been alluding to. One of the principles in global consciousness is to embrace diversity as an asset. We have this terrible view that if people are different, they're foreign and they're evil or they're dangerous or something. You know, differences are valuable.
Yes.
When people are different, they have knowledge and cultural understandings that you
Professor
don't
have. Bill Hillel, thank you for being with us.
Your loved ones, then the gift of good health. And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety?